Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Molly Adele Brown, with us. But as a matter of fact, she actually hasn't called in yet, so we'll kind of wait here for her. And we'll talk to Molly about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can possibly talk about. So, with that being said, I've got my buddy Craig with me as usual. Craig, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. A lot is a busy day, and you know, pretty much a lot has happened with the show. Things are starting to take off. Maybe while we're waiting for Molly to come on, I thought it maybe if it's up to you, if you want to announce it to the public.
I was just going to say that, actually. We literally just booked about an hour ago a brand new Revivor record signee to Neil Arts for April 21st at 4:30 Central. I have literally been a champion for Tennille. I played her music on the show for a long time, and we're both just so excited to have her on the show with us in April.
That's super. That is wonderful news. I haven't seen her live yet, but I have seen her perform with Song Suffragettes. It's spectacular. Her video.
She actually played last night with Song Suffragettes.
Yesterday.
She actually played last night with them. Which was
she
cool.
She played with Kaylee Shore and another artist, Michelle Pereira, who I'd like to announce. It was her first show last night, but actually I knew her before because she had performed in singer-songwriter rounds with Dallas Remington. They're good friends. I contacted this morning, and she is going to be our first guest in July on the show.
And also, another guest that I am super excited for that you guys are hearing about this for the first time. It's April 4th. We have another artist I am just so jazzed about and so high on, Jenny Tolman, with us.
Something to complain about is number 2 on the CMT's 12-pack video countdown. I heard the song is fantastic. I had a chance to communicate with her briefly when I addressed about her being a guest, and she was super nice, and so that should be such a fun interview.
Right. I actually world premiered the song here on the show a couple days after it came out.
I think she appreciated that, and that's one of the reasons why
she's coming
on the show. There's nothing to complain about that song. It's terrific.
True. Me and you were actually talking earlier about, speaking of Song Suffragettes, me and you were actually talking earlier about all the Song Suffragette ladies we've had on the show recently, from Gracie Strand to Tierra, and before she joined Song Suffragettes, I had Candy Carpenter on the show.
Wow.
Hold on 1 second, Craig. I believe this is Molly. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Miss Molly.
Hello, this is.
Hey, Molly, how are you?
Wonderful, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited.
We're honored to have you today, Polly.
I'm honored to be on, so thank you.
So before we get things started today, I kind of like to ask two questions. Well, they're not actually questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, I am Molly Adele Brown. I am a New York native who is now living in Nashville. I'm a singer-songwriter who is genuinely just loving life right now and enjoying this new adventure in Nashville. I got into music when I was younger. I loved musical theater growing up. I went to school for musical theater. And then my senior year of college, I decided I didn't want to play characters on stage anymore. I wanted to play myself. And that's when I started transitioning into music.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. So how long have you been living in Nashville?
I moved here in September.
Oh, nice. So about 6 months, not very long.
No, not long at all, but I already feel like it's a place I can call home.
Well, so when I met you, Molly, for the first time in September, you had just either moved to Nashville or you were about to move to Nashville.
Yep, I was about to move to Nashville at that point.
Well, I got you just when you were living in New York for the last few days.
Exactly.
You know, I only live about 2.5 hours west of Nashville, and I've got family that lives about 15 minutes outside of the city, and I go to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get. As a matter of fact, I'll be there in May. So.
Oh, wonderful. Well, keep in touch, and if it happens to be, on a Sunday, I do play downtown at the stage from 11 to 2.
Awesome. I've been nominated for a couple of awards, and that award show is May 8th. So I'll be there probably. I'll probably come up that Saturday.
Wonderful.
Oh, so every Sunday is where you play at the stage. It's every week.
Yes, every week. As long as I'm in town,
awesome.
I'm playing.
Good to know. I hope you'll be also playing during CMA Fest, so I can finally see you perform live.
Yes, I will be there during CMA Fest.
Awesome.
So, I know you mentioned the stage, which I've never been to. I mean, being as close to Nashville as I am, I need to go. Being as close to Nashville as I am. But where else do you play around town?
Right now, I'm doing a bunch of different venues and whatnot. I actually just played at Rescue Mission. It's the homeless shelter for men that is located down here. And then, honestly, I'm just looking around, looking at some different opportunities. I'm also coming back to New York to play Montauk Music Festival. And so lots of good things on the horizon.
Oh, nice.
Yes. When is the Montauk Festival? Is it before CMA
music,
Fest?
It is before CMA Fest. It is in May, at the end of May, and it is out on Montauk, Long Island.
I think that's as far as you could go in Long Island, Montauk.
Exactly.
So if you're driving and I miss it, that means I'm in the water, and I don't want that.
No way.
There are a couple of places I have to go every time I'm in Nashville. One is the listening room. I love that place.
That's a great venue.
I've never been to the new one. I was always at the old one. So another place I love is called The Row. It's kind of sort of downtown, but not really. It's literally about 10 minutes from my aunt's place.
Oh, cool.
Those are those are two places I have to go pretty much every time I'm in town. But I'm always
definitely.
I'm always looking for spots. I need to make it down to the stage sometime. I've heard of the place, but I've never been. I've heard of it, but I've never been. So.
Well, next time you're in town, make sure you come on by.
Absolutely. So, I did have some fun get to know you questions, if you're okay with it.
Sure.
Awesome. So, I know you said you basically loved music your entire life. So, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
If I could change one thing about my career?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's anything I would change right now. I think that it's a journey that I'm enjoying, and I'm excited to keep this journey going.
Awesome. Sort of along those same lines, too, if you weren't in the music business at all, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
My dad had a saying growing up. He said, if you give yourself another option, you'll do the other option. So only focus on what you want in life and keep that your only goal. So I can honestly say I have no clue what I would be doing.
We get that a lot because, I mean, every time I ask this question, that tends to I come up a lot every time I ask the question. And I'll just give you my own example. I started this radio show about 6 years ago, and believe it or not, when we first started out, we were covering soap operas. Believe it or not, I know soap operas.
Very cool.
And music kind of. At two opposite ends of the spectrum here, but we started in the music industry full time about 4 years ago, and I'll be honest with you, that was the best decision I've ever made. I was to get out of the soap opera industry and step into music. But with that being said, I still have a ton of respect and love for all my friends in the soap industry, but and my passion is music. So, like I said, that was the best decision I ever made, making that switch.
That sounds like it was a journey that was well worth it.
Definitely, when I started out with the show, I had one goal in mind, was to help some incredibly talented people get to where they want to be in their careers. You know, and I feel like if this show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next interview or that next gig or whatever, you know, I feel like I've more than done my job.
That is exactly true. That's honestly the way that I hope that people run this industry, because that's what we need, is people that are in our corner and that want the same thing for us, and that's to excel.
You know, and I will tell you this too. Of course, I'll say it at the end of the show, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to hear that.
Because, I mean, I will do everything in my power to get you guys hired. I will do literally everything in my power.
Thank you very much.
And saying that, I also host another show every Friday called Indie Country Radio, where I'll pick my top three favorite independent songs of that week, play them, and kind of spotlight the artist. So I'll be more than happy to play your stuff on the show.
Wonderful. Well, I will make sure that I keep sending you all my new stuff and keep you updated on everything that's going on.
Awesome.
Molly, I wanted to ask you, how long have you been playing the guitar and the ukulele for? I believe you were playing the ukulele when I saw you at the Nash Local Finals in New York City last September.
That was actually a mandolin. I like to say that I dabble in each a little bit. I'm not as proficient as all of the wonderful musicians down here, but I'm just kind of using it to get by and keep going with it. And so it's only been a couple years in the making, so I'm still enjoying it and just kind of trucking along.
Well, I loved your performance on the mandolin, and I stand corrected. I just thank God. Cody and I are up for the National Music Awards, and can you imagine if I win it and I said, oh, my God, I loved all their talented women singing with the ukuleles. I think I'd be booed off the stage in tomatoes.
No.
Oh, man. We've covered venues and stuff to play in Nashville, but I wanted to ask you this, and this question comes from an interview I saw with Dan Rather. He was interviewing Kid Rock one time, and I am such a big fan of artist interviews. I will watch, read, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find. So Dan Rather asked Kid Rock this question, and I'll ask you, when everything's said and done with your career, and you've won major award after major award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind.
Well, thank you very
much. What's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I want to be remembered for always having a kind heart. I want to make sure that I'm always giving the underdog a chance. I want to bring girls out on the road with me and kind of open up doors for people that maybe wouldn't have had those doors open before.
That's cool. As a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Honestly, a little bit of everything. The people around me, my family. There's always something to be inspired by. All you have to do is open your eyes. And so I think that's why the creative industry has been such a good outlet for me. I'm just able to wake up and listen to one person's song and feel moved by it. And so that, in a sense, to me, makes it all worth it.
Nice. This next question I've got for you, there's sort of a funny story behind it. When I was in college, I had this professor who absolutely loved scenarios. He'd throw a scenario out at us pretty much every class period, and I hated it completely. So that's probably where this question stems from. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only have three things with you. What are you taking?
I can only have three things with me. Well, I think I definitely can they be people?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything.
Because I would take my mom and my two sisters.
That's good thinking. because
that's what I would want with me.
I'm a people person myself, and I would absolutely drive myself crazy if I was alone on that island. I would totally go insane.
Exactly.
That way, at least you can be alone together and have conversations, go swimming together, get suntans together, eat coconuts
exactly.
together. So, you know.
Exactly. Doesn't sound like a bad life to me.
All right, please. If I find out that you're not natural in the Montauk Festival because you went off to the island eating coconuts, I'm going to say, what have we done?
No worries.
Well.
So, unfortunately,
oh,
I do only have a minute left, but I am so thankful that you guys have me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking a little bit of your time to come on and do this. This has been so much fun.
Oh my goodness, it's been so much fun. I would love to come back on again.
You're more than welcome to come back on.
Absolutely, you are. And I'll say this again. If there's ever anything that we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Of course, you know it.
Absolutely. Well, I think we'll let you go and let you get back to your day. So, but thank you again for doing this. This has been awesome.
Yeah, just going to get ready. I'm rushing into another to a studio session. So all good things, all fun things.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely be talking to you later. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
It was a pleasure chatting with you, Molly. Look forward to seeing you in Nashville or in Montauk in the next one.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
I will see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Alrighty. Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Yes. That's the second time I've spoken to Molly. Once, when I met her in September, and this was the second time. She's a delight. I'd love to have her back as a guest.
Yeah. As short as the interview was, I mean, it was some good conversation, as short as the interview was.
Yes, it was.
You know, and by not saying anything, negative, but I've had a couple interviews like that where the guest I was only around for like maybe a 10 or 15 minutes. But we put some a pretty good conversation out there.
Well, you know what? It's not always quantity, it's quality.
I agree.
So, moving on, tomorrow is going to be a super interview. Jess Lee, who is...
Oh, my God, I cannot wait for tomorrow.
She is
so
appreciative of her fans. She's already a role model. And I've only met her...
I so cannot wait for tomorrow. It is going to be just incredible.
Yes.
Have you gotten to speak with her yet? I don't think you were on the show last time we had her on.
When did you have her on last?
Maybe a year and a half ago, something like that.
I started... I came on last April as a co-host.
Last February or March. It was a little bit before you started, I think.
Missed her, but look what has happened between then and now.
She is definitely one of the sweetest, most humble people that you'd ever want to come in contact with.
From the short period of time that I've spoken to her on social media, I have no reason to doubt that statement.
Absolutely. Uh, Hold on 1 second, buddy. But yeah, the people that are, or the person that we're talking about, folks, is a good friend of the show and a very dear friend of mine, the lovely and talented Miss Jess Lee, who recently ended her run on NBC's The Voice.
Jess Lee's Instagram accounts have Jess Lee, The Voice, on it. So even if you don't watch the show, if you follow her, you'll know she's on The Voice. The only thing I'm disappointed about is that she hasn't moved forward in the competition, that she was eliminated in the knockout rounds.
Yep. But I'm hoping they do the comeback artist this year. I'm hoping. And I'm hoping that Blake calls her back.
I hope so, too. Do you know when they decide who the comeback artist is?
I honestly have no idea. I know last year it was our friend Natalie Stovall that was the comeback artist last year on Blake's team. So
I would have loved to see her even go further in the competition.
That was a bummer. I mean, she was a comeback artist, and then she got kicked off, what, 2 weeks after that? That was a bummer.
Yes, way too quick. She's way too talented.
I agree completely.
For that to happen.
I agree completely.
The one thing about these competitions is the most talented doesn't always win.
Mm-hmm. Agree too.
Who is the biggest star that The Voice has had, would you say? I would say it's either a combination of Ray Lynn, Cassidy Pope, or Daniel Bradbury.
Probably Ray Lynn.
Ray Lynn did not win the competition. I think she came in third or second. What happened? She was signed to Big Machine. Her music that she had written years ago, such as Love Triangle and her album Wild Horse. But Big Machine, for some reason, never released this music to country radio. So it's only now that she's with Warner, a new label, which is actually her mentor's label, Blake's. Her music is getting played quite frequently. And I think songs like Queen's Don't and Love Triangle are at Lonely Called, they're spectacular. And
yes,
I admit
they really are,
that.
But,
yes, go ahead.
Did you know Chris Young was on a reality show himself? That's how he got his start.
How did he get his start?
He was on a now canceled reality show himself.
Really? What reality show?
National Star.
National Star. Didn't Miranda Lambert also have their start from there?
She sure did. Yep.
And now look at them. Though they're two big headliners.
Huge. They're absolutely huge right now. But I mean, you know, and you never really know about these reality shows. Some of them hit, some of them, well, a lot of the times they miss. But it's also, I think it's all about the people managing you, personally.
Yes, I agree. Having a good relationship with the label and the label believing in you and written makes the whole world a difference. I think it's terrific.
Oh, and,
that.
Oh,
go
Did I tell you what?
Go ahead.
Did I tell you what happened to me yesterday?
No, go ahead.
Rick Barker,
a Taylor Swift's former manager. Mentioned me on
Rick
his
Barker,
podcast.
I know. Yes, I actually met him one time when I met him in the Cooksey for the first time.
He mentioned me. He mentioned me on his podcast.
He did?
By name.
Really?
Seriously.
Did you listen to the podcast, or did you see him mention it
on
social media?
I had sent him a question on Twitter for this podcast, or for that episode of his podcast, and I had totally forgotten about it until a buddy of mine, Derek Allen of October Rose, you remember him, tweeted Rick and said that he was listening to that episode of the podcast and said that he heard my name. So I had to listen to the podcast. And the second I heard it, I could not form a coherent sentence for like 10 minutes. I was completely shocked.
I guarantee you there are plenty of people that listen to that podcast. That is super, Cody. If you see Rick anytime in Nashville, I guarantee you he will welcome you with a warm reception.
You know, I actually had an opportunity to meet him, and I blew it.
So you can't meet somebody whenever... You can't meet somebody always when they're available. You know, if it's meant to happen, you'll meet them.
I was at a venue in Nashville. I was actually at the Row in Nashville. And Diamond Dixie walked in. You know who Diamond Dixie are?
Of course, the LaDukes, Gabriella and Bianca.
They walked
when
in.
I'm actually trying to plan my trip to see my mother in Florida around one of their shows.
Awesome. They're really good friends of mine. They've been on the show once or twice. They walk in with Rick Barker, and they sit in the back. and I was there with my parents. And Mom, bless her heart, Mom, I take the opportunity to say something to a artist or a celebrity that we see or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. She didn't this time, and neither did I, because like you said, you never know. They could have been in a meeting or something. I mean, that's. There could have been any number of things going on, so.
You don't know, Cody.
Exactly.
It's not fair. I mean, for you to blame yourself. You know,
right. Well, I mean, I don't blame myself per se. I'm just saying, that was a prime opportunity, but I didn't take it, so. But there will be, like you said, there will be other opportunities, I'm sure.
Well, I will, in terms of opportunities, Maggie was in New Jersey, and I was dying to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
But I got sick, and I could barely move because I'd also strained my back very badly. And my friend, who I'm going to CMA Fest with, who lives about 13, 14 miles. He's an avid listener of this show. He attended the show and got to speak, him and his daughter, for about, he told me, a good 20, 25 minutes, and I was happy for him. And at the same point in time, I was like, I could have been involved too. So ever since then, I've been waiting for her, Maggie, to either come back to the area or for me to see her in Nashville. And this is why she performs at the Opry stage, she always likes to meet people after the show. So I am not going to miss this opportunity.
Right. You know,
and at the same time, that's actually the day that we have Tennille Arts, April 21st, on. And then Kayla Woodson, to start right after that, is performing. She's going to be in New York visiting for the first time ever. So
nice.
First is the show, then seeing Kayla from 6 to 7, who has actually become a great friend. She's wonderful, so I would not miss seeing her. And then going across town to see Maggie.
You know, every time we mention Maggie Ball, I have to tell this story. I randomly met Maggie at last year's CMA Fest. I randomly ran into her because as I was coming out of the now old listening room, out of the Springs fan club party, Maggie was walking in for a show with I believe it was
Diva
April
Jam,
Cry.
Right?
Yes, Diva Jam with April Cry and a bunch of others.
Oh,
so,
that's Olivia Lane. That's Olivia
Lane
CMT Fest party.
So, Mom flagged her down, and we take a picture together, and she is so sweet.
She is. I had the pleasure of meeting her also during the the Josie Music Awards in Nissan Stadium. And once I saw her, I was so excited. I actually, she was the one artist that I came to see. Main artist, I should say.
Nah.
I mean, there was a lot of other artists there, such as Camber Kane, and Celeste Kellogg, Megan Golden, Jessica Rose. But she's the one that, like, because it was the first time where I was starstruck over.
You know, and we both made a lot of friends in the industry. I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. We both made a ton of friends in the industry, and and everybody that we've met in this industry has just been so incredibly kind to us.
For the most part, I would say, yes.
Absolutely. Now, on my end, basically everybody that I've met in this industry, and I've met a bunch of people, has been nothing but a sweet and gracious. But probably the person I was completely like, this is not happening. This is not happening. Was Joe Smith when I met her in Nashville. Joe is, oh my God. I don't get starstruck very often, but I was starstruck with Joe.
Joe, I met Joe. She performed 13 miles right near me in Rumson, and the only thing was the bar was packed. It was a very small area where she performed in. And a lot of the people around 8:30 that Saturday night, it was obvious they had much more drinks than they could bear to stand. And trust me, it was very hard for me. So unfortunately, after an intermission, I said goodbye to her, gave her a hug, and left. And I just would love to see her again when it's much less people in there, when I can walk around.
She's actually playing at the same spot I saw her in last year. She's actually playing at that same spot, I think, either May 13th or May 15th. So I'm going back to see her.
Oh, that's super. She is definitely going to be on the radio for years to come.
She's
so sweet, she's very talented. And plus, she was inducted to the Next Woman of Country. So there's a great chance that we might, I might see her there.
And before I met Joe in person, I had her on the radio show, which was incredible in and of itself.
Well, I was with you. I was last August 4th. I called in right before the Brett Paisley concert. I called in from the venue itself.
Yes, that's right. You did. I do remember that. And we've had a couple of Next Women of Country artists on the show. We've also had the lovely Miss Erin Enderlin.
Erin is great. I saw her at the Bluebird Cafe with Tara Thompson in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first time at the Bluebird, and she didn't disappoint. She played at the Opry just recently, and she was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
She's also, I think, another artist who you're going to see playing at bigger venues in the future.
Erin's a sweetheart, I will tell you that. She's a sweetheart. And also, one more thing before I'll let you go and wrap this up, but May 22nd, and I still cannot believe this is going to happen, we have one of my radio heroes on the show with us. This woman has basically taken me under her wing, and I've learned so much about radio from not only talking with her on social media, but from just watching her and listening to her. We have the lovely Miss Betsy Spina with us May 22nd.
When the interview was confirmed with her, I was so excited. For the short time that I've known her on social media, she is always so warm and appreciative. She says, "You are all so loved." She appreciates everyone who loves country music and who has respect for her, too.
I've been a fan of Betsy.
And she was really flattered
to
be a guest.
Yeah. I've been a fan of Betsy for literally years, since her days at SiriusXM The Highway. That's how long I've been a fan of Betsy.
How long has Betsy been on Radio Disney for, would you say?
I have no idea. But not only am I a fan of Betsy, the radio personality, I am a fan of Betsy the person. Mm-hmm. And now I can honestly call her a dear friend.
Me too. She will be at CMA Fest hosting the Radio Disney stage at Fanfare. And she invited me to come see her and meet her at the stage. And I'm definitely going to take her up with it. Take her up on it,
I'm going to be honest. The first time Betsy opens her mouth and officially speaks to me, I may cry. I actually may cry.
She might cry too. She's very appreciative. I mean, actually, she is so honored. She told me that she is very happy to be the interviewee instead of the interviewer. But I think it's not going to just be us interviewing her. I think it's going to be more of a conversation where she's going to ask us questions too, as other artists have, and it's going to be go back and forth, and it's not going to become a structured conversation at all.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great, dude. I'm going to be honest with you. And also, not that this is going to happen, but after the Betsy Spina interview, I may retire from radio altogether.
Not yet. You have to be able to host Radio Disney in the future, or some other have Bobby Bones equivalent, show equivalent to Bobby Bones before you can retire.
I hope that happens, dude. I seriously hope that happens. But I think with that said, I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Sounds good. Speak to you tomorrow. Have a good night.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Hope you guys enjoyed our a fairly short interview with Amalia Dale Brown. What me and Craig were talking about earlier, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have a former NBC The Voice alum, Jess Lee, joining us. And there's a couple of interviews that I am so excited for in the future. Like April 4th, we have the lovely Miss Jenny Tolman with us. And then April 21st, we have only our second major label artist that we've ever had on the show. Brand new Survivor Records signee at Steel Arts with us. So I think with that, you guys have heard the announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.